Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Thursday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And our sponsors today, we have the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's look at weather. That's what we have. We've got weather. That wind sure came up during the night after a pretty nice week of weather. It looks like it's 72 down on the island in Galveston, and today they're calling for partly cloudy skies with gusty winds during the afternoon. Well, we've got them now. High of 78. Winds will be south-southeast 20 to 30 with higher wind gusts tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy. Low of 73. South-southeast 15 to 25. And then for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine. High of 79. South 15 to 25 with higher gusts. Goodness. It's definitely cranking. All right, looking at tides this morning. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them today. It looks like we have a low. Boy, we've been getting some really good lows the last couple of mornings. We have a low that just occurred after midnight at 12:56 a.m. It was an 0.0. Then we have a high at 9:57 a.m., a 1.6. 6:58 a.m. sunrise, 7:47 p.m. is sunset, and we're on the backside of that full moon with 88%, so we're in that decline, and you wouldn't know we're on the backside of the full moon the way fishing's been. It's been really good, but looking around the complex, it's looks like it's about 21 steady out of the south at the North Jetty, pretty much the same at San Luis Pass. Eagle Point is 22, and up around Morgan's Point, it is 19. So that's sustained right now before the sun even comes up. So pretty gusty this morning. Anyway, looking at that's pretty much it, really. Moving on up, they're creeping up to about, looks like 74 to 75 degrees. At all areas, and it's just the way it is this morning. All right. Well, we're not getting any players this morning, it looks like. Can't get Bill Watkins and can't get Richard Tosh. How about that? But I guess I can babble on about what I did this week. You know, I fished Tuesday and started out kind of slow. For about the first hour or so, I was on some fish, but I could never get them going. I think there was too much bait. There were so many glass minnows and shad in the water, and shad from all sizes, anywhere from you know, like thumbnail size up to 5-inch shad. We even foul hooked a couple of shad that were about 5 inches. And mullet, we were in, you know, lots of good size mullet, anywhere from finger mullet up to horse mullet. And they weren't real nervous, but the fish were slicking in there. And I started off, I hooked something. Well, I know what it was. It had to be a bull red. I couldn't even hardly turn this thing on a trout rod. I messed with it for about 7 minutes, I guess, and got it fairly close to the boat. And it made a huge swirl and then finally came undone, which I was glad. I just put a brand new Pro Elite jig head on. I didn't want to break it off. But that came loose, and then, I don't know, we pecked around there and caught 8 or 10 trout, and I gave it an hour and a half or so, and I moved on. And I got real lucky. I went to this area where there's a sandbar that I kind of like to fish, and the wind was down, so I was able to target this area somewhere I can't normally fish with these winds like we have now. But water was, it was just okay. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It was just that kind of okay look. It had a little brown tint to it, but it had some clarity in it. You could see about a foot. And we were throwing darker baits. And naturally, I was throwing a purple Little John, that new Space Dust. It's real dark. It shows up good in the water, especially when you dip it with a white tip. And because they come just straight purple, and you have to dip them. But we got a couple of bites, and I said, man, they're here. Didn't even really, you know, there was a little bit of bait there, but it wasn't great. I thought, well, we'll just structure fish, and I got on one edge of it so I could get the wind behind us, but the current was really coming in strong. I mean, that tide was pouring in. It was ripping, and we got it where we could angle our cast, and then we started catching them pretty good, so I anchored up on it and just sat there because it was so hard to keep the boat in position with a trolling motor with that current and the wind the way it was. It's, you know, after that norther cleared the coast, we had a kind of a north. It wagged to the northeast a little bit, but mostly north at about 15. So I stuck it out, and we ended up sticking out the hook. And I don't know, this was about 10 o'clock when I found those fish, and at 2 o'clock we just drove out of them. I mean, nothing great. We might have had, 2 or 3 trout over 20 inches, you know, probably 3.5-pounders, that kind of typical Galveston Bay schools right now. But, you know, the amount of fish, it was a lot. It was they just kept coming and coming. I think what they were doing, they'd pull up on that bar, and we'd catch them like crazy for about 10, 15 minutes, and then they would slide off. They would go out deep, and then they'd circle back. And they just kept kind of a counterclockwise rotation. The way I figured it, they wouldn't pop any slicks and show me exactly where they were moving to, but this is what I was figuring. And it was a good bite. It was it doesn't get much better, but nothing to write home about. And actually, we had some action where you'd get a 17, 18-inch trout up next to the boat and trying to get it off, and you'd be leaning over, and then a giant bull red would come out of nowhere and just throw water all over everybody in the boat. I mean, just blow up on it. It's just crazy how many bull reds. I mean, this is an area where I hadn't seen any redfish, and they're even there. And these fish were fighting extremely hard for their size. I mean, they were really getting it. And it was, I thought, man, these fish are strong. Maybe it's a current that makes them feel this way, but a lot of them were doing a lot of, man, they'd, as soon as you set the hook in them with a jig head, they'd come to the top and, I mean, flip, do somersaults out of the water. And I said, this is just, well, it was those redfish in there trying to eat these trout after you'd hook them. And we never hooked a red at that spot. But, it just goes to show that these schools of trout, especially when the smaller ones, you know, that are in the slot size, they're definitely targets for these bull redfish. And no shark alerts or anything like that. Never saw any, but they're, you know, they're here. They're already moved in. But bull reds are here in full force, I can tell you that. And it's A lot of people I talk to at the dock, when you get in, they go, man, I hooked something today and I couldn't turn it. And they'd be fishing like a little light spinning rig. So we probably had a bull redfish. You know, it was, you can tell when it's real fast. If it's a drum or something, it's a little bit slower. And they, you know, kind of heavy feeling and get sideways on you. But you can feel that red shaking his head when he's running away from you. You can feel that head bounce. Kind of like a gaff top on steroids. But it was good. It's pretty weak. But, boy, that wind's blowing now. So we're going to have to regroup and be back to wade fishing again. But that was enjoyable. Had a couple of good friends go fishing with me. And we've been fishing together for years, and we are all fortunate enough to get together, and we're not getting any younger. We went out and had a good time. We caught fish, and that's what it's all about. And I don't even know how many fish we caught. I mean, it was pretty stupid. And I just we caught and released every fish. We didn't kill anything, and these fish are in great shape. They were real fat and healthy for their length and size. They've been missing no meals, and pretty much all of them, they were just lit off. It was hard to believe that they were that full of food, and they were still hitting baits. There has to be so many of them when you get on them like that, because even when the tide quit, after the tide quit coming in, it never stopped. But, you know, you'd have a little pause in there for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You go without a hit, and all of a sudden, boom. They're back again. They were just circling, moving out deep and pulling in on that sandbar, just chasing bait up on it. And I was kind of on a pattern where I was trying to hold my boat in position at about 6, you know, anywhere from 5'1 to 6'2, that depth, and throw across that sandbar with the wind. And this bar actually had, you know, a little shell on it, which, you know, is good too. It'll hold fish. Had oyster shell on it. But, and they would just circle off of that, and they would feed back up on it, and that bar runs anywhere from where I was throwing from a depth of about 4 feet to 2.5 feet, depending on which end you were on, where the shell was more dominant. But it's just that one area. You know, I could work the whole thing left or right off of it and never get a bite, but you'd get in that 50-foot area, and they were just, they were using that for whatever reason. I think it was mostly bait-related, and they like to push those shad and glass minnows up there like that and then target them. So it was pretty cool. It was fun anyway, but I hope everybody else had a fairly good week. It's not looking too good for the next couple of days, though, with all this wind. You know, if you're a wade fisherman, this can be your friend. You can hit some areas. Had some, you know, photos sent to me last couple of days from listeners that one guy was fishing West Bay. He had a real good day wade fishing with topwaters, and looks like he caught one about 6 pound that he released. He didn't kill anything, but he caught and released a lot of nice fish. So there are a lot better, nicer fish showing up down south of me right now, but we're covered up with, you know, keeper size fish. And I think Blaine had a customer catch one about 6 pounds the other day. And they're in there. You just got to work through it. But it's just fun catching fish, a lot of action. That's what we go for, is bites and pulls, man. And it was a fun time. And we'll see if we'll see what's going on with not being able to get Bill or Richard yet. But anyway, let's go ahead and do a commercial break. I need to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork and homemade hot dogs. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try all different samples, see which blends you like, and they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And for about a week now, they're going to have a half-calf special for custom processing, just $4.39 a pound. Order now. You can call the processing department at 979-232-2284, and that special will run through the 21st, introducing their chuck wagon patties. These are half-pound beef patties seasoned with cheddar cheese. It's really good, so check it out. And their processing facility, they're open year-round, so if you're getting any wild pigs or exotic animals, take them by there and let the Belleville take care of you. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 418 here in the Bayou City. Well, Charlie's up. Let's go talk to Captain Charlie Paradosky. How about that? Charlie P., what's going on, man?
Not much.
Man, I don't know what's up with everybody this morning. Nobody's up. I don't know what's up with that. We know our phones are working because we got you.
Oh, yeah. I'm always good for a few minutes. I don't have to give to gab like some of them, but...
No, but you know what you're talking about. I can assure you that. Yeah. I don't know. That was fun. You came in during the COVID deal in the studio. We had a good time. You were very talkative.
Oh, yeah.
And you did good on the Angler U thing, too. So, hey, man, let's talk turkey.
I always do the best I can. You know what I mean.
I know. You the man. Well, what's been going on? You been catching them?
No, I hadn't had nobody called to fish this week. I got a fish Friday and Saturday.
I should have called and come fish with you instead of fishing with the knuckleheads up here. We should have just come down there and went with you.
Well, I only talked to a few people. I'm not the kind of guy that's on the phone calling guides all night long. But
yeah, I know. Networking.
No, man,
there's guys that spend all day while they're fishing and all night networking. Got to get on them.
It's the only way they can catch any fish.
True, true.
You know? No, I know they caught them yesterday, Mickey. Everybody that fished yesterday caught them.
Yeah.
East, west, wading, drifting. But other than that, I don't know. I think it's been pretty tough since last weekend. Last weekend was all good.
Right.
Yeah. But there's been very few people going down west. There's just not a lot of people fishing. Just not a lot of people fishing. But I guess, you know, with all the publicity of down south, you know, all our good fishermen have been going down there.
Yeah, they have. They're still catching good fish down there, man.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to have them to catch them. And they got them.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's been a lot of good reports from West Galveston Bay, and people are going over there, too.
Yeah, West Bay, there's a pretty good influx of fish coming in down there to go with their, you know, their resident fish.
Yeah.
And that helps. You know, you're going to get some bigger fish like that. I've been seeing some really good catches from down there. A lot of listeners fish there. And I got some nice photos this week, people sending me, and that was nice to see.
And we have such an influx of youngsters over here now. Saturday morning, I was looking at them. There ain't no many old codgers fishing. They're all young.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine are.
Fishermen never die. They just smell that way, man.
Yep. And now the bait camps have white flags flying. Shrimp have been hard to come by.
Right, but they got them now.
Nobody's buying them. Now they're buying croakers. They want them croakers
already.
I know,
seeing that at croakers already. And that even got hot.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Well, the size fish I'm catching up here, and, man, the way they're hitting soft plastics, I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, to me it'd be a waste of money to buy bait. And I don't know the conditions I fished in this week. It'd be hard to throw a popping cork and a shrimp out there with the current and the wind and everything the way it was. It's just, you can just cover so much water and do so much more with a bait, you know, a lure.
Yeah.
Than you can that way. Even when you anchor up the boat, I even put the hook out on. I normally don't ever put the hook out when I'm fishing out of the boat. I mean, they got to be snapping. And it just.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But, you know, in East Bay, where we're fishing mostly, you don't feel the current.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel any current. But
right.
You can see it with your boat moving, but you can't feel it. But it's right. The same way.
I mean, our lines, you know, we were using such light heads because we're throwing on shallow spots. But you can just see while you're working that bait back, that line just moving from left to right. You know, that incoming tide, I mean, it was pouring in. And low, yeah. Boy, the last two mornings, that water was gone, dude.
That's what I hear. And I'm going to have to go
good
down.
Fishing. I think those fish, you know, they're shallow oriented right now over shell. But when that tide drops like that, then they just... They're setting up in areas where, you know, they got deep water next to the shallow water. And then when that tide pours in, you know, and the bait starts moving and it flows up shallow, those fish are just, they're just ambushing it, targeting it. And it stacks them up. And I never even saw, I saw one little platter size slick pop up the whole time we were catching those fish for 4 or 5 hours. We never moved. There wasn't any reason to. I mean, I'd already tried my A-game spot, and I couldn't get those lit off. These fish were going nuts. They were like piranhas, and they were full. Every one of them were squirting, you know, shad matter all over the boat. And all
you
over.
You see glass minnows?
Millions of them. Huh. No mullet, though. These fish were just on this bar where there was glass minnows and small shad all around it. And you'd see them sprinkle everywhere, and... you'd catch them for about 5 minutes on the bottom. You had to really get it down and keep it about 6 inches off the bottom. And then they'd come up. The next time you'd get them going, they were right on top. It was kind of weird, but it was good. I'm not going to complain. I mean, we had a good time. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, it's the same way down here. The, you know, normally all the years that I've been here in Matagorda, when we get to spring like this, we're down to West Bay fishing. It just, you know, we had the grass beds and we got the deeper guts and stuff like that. And it was too easy. And we were burned out after catching all the big fish in East Bay all winter and January and February and all that stuff that, you know, I mean, I'm a hunter. I like to move around. I don't like to go to the same damn place all the time anyway. But
I know. I'm like you, man. That's, it gets boring, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, I've got all this wind to deal with. I haven't been down west, and that's what I'm going to have to do Friday. And I'm going to have to go and fish. They got to be in the, with these low tides, they got to be in the deeper guts.
Right.
And you know, I do know one person has been down there catching them, and I didn't ask him where he's catching them. I mean, by doing this all these years, I should know where to go. So
that's right. I'd be embarrassed to ask somebody where they're catching fish.
And I just don't like
Wouldn't
to do
you?
It.
I mean, it's, yeah. Hey, that's what we do it for, is to find our own stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what everybody's doing. Hey, if they're catching them, more power to them. I'm focused on what I want to do and what I'm doing.
I mean, you know, I'll take a direction east or west, and then I'll go from there. I should know.
Play the wind. Yeah. You know what to do.
Yeah, know what to look for.
You think?
But you said slicks.
Like you.
You know, slicks used to be a dead giveaway, but when you went down West Bay, you'd pass 200 slicks before you got to where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Now I see, you know, two or three slicks.
I see one or two fresh new ones, man. I'm all over it like a dog on a bone, buddy. I mean, it just, you know, it's weird. Some days they'll slick their butts off. You know, there'll be slicks all over the place. You can fish any way you want to and where you want to. And other times, just like that school I got on Tuesday, that was just pure luck. You know, I'd caught fish there before this time of year, and the wind was right. Conditions were right for it. The water wasn't as pretty as I'd wanted it to be, but it didn't matter. It just, if you could cast a lure, just cast it out there and let it go down. I mean, you weren't getting the thumps and the, you know, that good classic jig bite and all that, but you just load up, set the hook.
Right.
You know, you kind of feel like you kind of hung up on shell. You better set the hook because he's swimming off with it.
Yeah.
And every one of them put a hook perfect right in the top lip where you didn't hurt any fish. I bet we caught over 100 fish and we didn't kill not one fish. Not one was hooked deep, bleeding or anything, except for the bull redfish eating them.
Man, y'all got them bull redfish over there, don't you? Jesus.
I mean, it's anywhere you go, Charlie. I mean, I had no idea there was any redfish in this area. I hadn't even caught a red there. And they just, they're there. They're eating those smaller trout. We might have had, out of all them fish we caught, we might have had four or five of them boy howdies, you know, little 12-inchers or something. But most everything was 16, 17, up to 20. And a few over 20, but just, you know, that's our age group right now throughout the whole bay system. You know, our resident fish, we're growing.
Well,
just trying to take care of them, wait for them to get up into what we really like to catch, 4 and 5 pounders every cast with an occasional 8. That'd be nice.
Well,
real nice.
You know, thank God for the limits the way they are, and it's enabling us to release those better fish.
I think
fish.
It's working. I really do. I think it's working. A lot of people are still, you know, crying and moaning about it, but, I mean, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Just let it run its course, and then when you want to meet. I mean, if you really want to just fill your freezer up and run over to Louisiana and go over there and catch you 15 real quick. Go to Conroe and fish with Richard and load up with catfish. They're better eating than trout anyway, in my books.
Yeah. I had this phone set an alarm at 4:30 and it went off.
Did it? I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
Uh-uh. I didn't hear it.
And then it stopped before I could turn it off. Anyway.
You were talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, boy.
Yep. Anyway, we're going to have to go down west and try that tomorrow. And I guess I'm about to pull out that anchor. I ain't going to trust those power poles if the wind's blowing like that. I've been through that before.
Well, I spiked mine down, and that current was running so hard and the wind working against it, it didn't stick. And I drug through those fish. Well, I lifted it up and just drifted over them. I said, man, I think I just ruined our fishing. And I drifted off a ways, and then I trolled motor back around, came in stealthier, and got the hook out and slid it over and tied it off on the side of the gunnel and got set just where I wanted to be. When I first got on those fish, I punched in one end of them and then punched in the other end of them, and I knew right where they were, so I came back around and set up on those two waypoints. I punched in, set the hook out, and, man, it settled right down. In about 2 minutes, we started catching them again. So I got lucky.
Yeah.
Got lucky.
You were just in a bunch of fish is what you were.
I think so, too. And they were real tight. I mean, this bar is long, and they were in one spot right in the middle of it, either end. And usually they're on the either end, you know, on the drop-off. And they were right on top in the middle of it, the shallowest part of it, with shell on it.
Huh. Yeah.
Got lucky.
Well,
and I just pulled in there and made a pass, you know, just structure fishing. Said, man, there's, you know, it's time of year. There ought to be some fish on this bar right here. And I slid in there and troll motored. And we fished for a while. And when we hit them, I punched them in when I hit the first of them. And then the other end I punched in and power pole down and drug through them. And now it's fishing, man.
Oh, I know what I want to tell you. I did not post that stuff on Facebook. Facebook plays games.
I saw that. And I texted Bob Hardy. I said, "What is Charlie giving it up? He's had enough of this crap." And
I've had 100 calls.
It was that Facebook game thing, man.
Jesus Christ! You know, everybody thinks I'm quitting. Well. Probably should,
said,
but
you know,
I'm
when
not
Charlie's
ready to.
Don't quit, when we plant him, that's when he quits.
Yeah. Now that's Facebook playing games, man. That's not me. I didn't write that stuff. That's not me. I don't do that stuff.
No.
I don't even know who wrote it.
Man, I just keep it because of the, you know, early morning sicko page and just kind of, well, when I'm bored, I can thumb through there and look at everybody's life story, and you know, they think they're rock stars, and I laugh. It's entertaining for me, but no, I don't. Yeah. I stay away from that. You never know.
You know, I try not to post those pictures of a bunch of dead fish at a table. You know, we're trying to post pictures of catching a good fish or something and releasing it, but. You know, all those years we did, and that's how we got all our business.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you gotta go with the way it's supposed to be now. Conservation.
Right. That's it.
Yep.
Oh,
that's what
well.
You gotta put in their head. But.
Well, Charlie, I'm glad you took my call early this morning, man.
Well, I'm glad I helped you out a little.
Hey, you did. I can always depend on you, man. You're like a reliable old coon dog. Let's go coon hunting.
There you go.
He's always there waiting, ready for you to go. All right,
there
buddy.
You go.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, I know you'll show up. You'll even pick your phone up when you call them.
That's right. 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Hey, have a good day, man. Good luck with this wind this week.
We'll give it hell.
I
Take
know you
care.
Will. All right, brother. See you. All right. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join them at the captain's meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and you get a chance to get in on the action before you ever hit the water on Friday morning. Then it's game on, safe flat launch, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. Bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 per team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. And proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today. MatagordaSlam.com. That's MatagordaSlam.com. And get ready to slam.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go up to Conroe. Let's talk with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh up there. Hey, Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Good deal. Good deal. Man, I tell you what, I think that little cool front yesterday slowed them crappie down, so it's one of them things. I wouldn't expect that dang little cool front to come through. I don't think most people even realized it did. Yeah, it was a little cooler yesterday morning.
It was Tuesday morning. It started off kind of cloudy and had a real light north wind, and then it kind of came up. And I thought, oh man, they weren't calling for it to blow like this, but it laid right back down. It kind of went northeast at about 5 or so. My fish went off in that little thing, that little front line. They went crazy.
I'll be darned. Well, the thing is, I think it blew through during the early morning hours yesterday, and it's this, Tuesday, or maybe late night, I don't know. But yesterday, it's like those crappie just weren't biting near as good as they were. They kind of scattered out on the brush piles and stuff like that, but they're still biting, It's just one of those things where they weren't right. Quite as good as they have been, so it's all right. The bass, they, it's like Tuesday night. Them dang bass, they're killing me right now. them goofy things. I keep jumping them off. I can't keep them hooked up. I mean, it's like good night. It's one of those deals where I changed over and started chunking some crankbaits at them and stuff, because there's some of them that are moving out on those deeper brush piles and things like that. So start chunking them crankbaits and I get them up, and then boom, they'll jump, and there goes my dang bait. And it's like goodness. And then I had another one. I was chugging a little square bill around the dock, and it was a pretty good, 4.5-pound fish. It wasn't no giant, but it was a decent fish. And went chugging around that dock, and really wasn't even expecting a bite, because it was just a spot that I was just going to randomly check. Mm. And kind of start chugging around and hit a corner post, and boom, he nailed it. And he come up and jumped right beside the boat, and I said, well, he's got a mouthful of it. So I was fixing to reach for the net, but he started trying to pull back down into that dock. I said, well, let me play a little game of tug of war here right quick, try to pull him back out. Well, then as soon as I pulled on him, boom, he spit it out again. It's like goodness. I can't win for losing. I don't know what the heck's going on with me right now, but that's all right. I'm gonna start getting them to stay hooked up.
Best thing about slumps is coming out of them, buddy.
I know it. But I tell you what, it's when you get them hooked up and you think, well, I got this, and then it just goes away. It's like goodness. It's like, week before jumping off at one of around 7 pounds, so it's like same thing. But when he hit it, he shot up like a rocket. I mean, that thing must have jumped 3 foot out of the water and then chunked the lure right back at me. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So, and it was on a jerk bait. So it's one of them things. It is what it is. You can't do nothing about it. And then I finally, I'm trying to get into this dang glide bait move. So that's another thing. I'm trying to catch me some fish on it. So it's one of them things.
Those $500 to $800 ones, man, they're the ones.
No.
Can you believe the price on some of that stuff?
I know. It's crazy what some of the prices are. Because
while I got you on there bass fishing, did you see what happened in the MLF?
I know. That's crazy.
Smith Lake.
Yeah.
I looked at it again this morning, and there's three dead now instead of one. And
well, see, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Center console.
Yeah, I know. I could never figure that out. I can't figure out if it's one or three, because it's, I don't know what a real
ABC
good source.
ABC and NBC
for.
News this morning online said that it was three dead. They were all in the center console boat. It sounds like they got T-boned by a bass boat.
That's probably what happened.
And I looked at the bass boat, and they had it on a trailer, and you can see where the keel, it's all chewed up, where it hit something. And the motor's laying in the back of the boat.
Right, yeah, because they had it was just hanging by the cables and stuff on it after the wreck and everything. Because I've been watching that all day, and it's, all day yesterday I was kind of checking that out, trying to figure out, because like I say, it was going from one dead to three dead and then two dead. And you hear all the stuff, and you don't know what the real story is behind it. But apparently what happened there is they were, the MLF had taken off around 7 o'clock yesterday morning. Didn't they say
there was some fog also?
Right. There was a patch of fog out there probably in the middle of the lake. And I'm guessing the guy in the center console was similar to what I do out there, hybrid fishing or something like that. And he was out there in that fog just kind of doing his thing. And then the boat, that boat come running up on him and just T-bone him. But, and I'm always afraid of that, because I get out there in that fog like that and I can hear those boats running around.
I don't even go in the fog anymore, Richard, just to be truthful with you. I mean, I ain't that mad at him anymore anyway.
Well, I hear you. I mean,
the things I see, and as fast as these boats and everything are now, and everybody thinks because they got a GPS.
That's right.
From point A to point B as fast as they can get there. And, hey, I'm not going to be in their way.
I try to go when it lifts, but there's times, it'll be noon before it even lifts. And then, a lot of times, just like what I think happened up there is it was patchy fog. You get out.
Right.
You're clear in some areas, and then other areas have got this layer of fog.
Yeah, because the cooler air hitting the warmer water, and it'll cause water fog effect, like sea fog. And
exactly.
Especially if there's no wind, it's real bad.
Right. That's when it gets just thick as it can get, and you can't see nothing. And And a lot of times, you know, I'm sitting in the middle of it, and I'll tell my people, we'll be sitting there talking, and I'm listening for boats. And I said, all right, let's try to pick up where this boat's at, you know, because I always, that's one of my biggest things, is picking up where those boats are at, because if you don't pick them up in time, you can get hit. And I got so dang many lights on my boat, I'll cut that thing on, it looks like they're looking at the moon. So it's, yeah. You know, I want them to see me. I cut every light I got on that thing. And sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't, you know, but I've had more of them in just super clear conditions almost hit me than in the fog. That's what's crazy. You know what I mean? It's happened with bass boats. It's happened with mostly the white boats and ski boats and stuff like that. But I have had a bass boat almost clip the front end of my bass boat with me standing on it before, because, you know, they're starting, you know, they got the dual depth finders up on their console. Well, some of these guys are short guys, and them depth finders stand up taller than they are, and they can't see over them.
They're trying to look around them instead of over them.
Exactly, and that's, and, you know, there's no gap in between. So, I've had them almost clip me in a bass boat while I'm in my bass boat standing on the front deck. I mean, literally come within less than a foot of hitting my trolling motor. So, it's you know, that's an eerie feeling, because, you know, you see them coming. There ain't a whole lot you can do. You know, on that particular situation, I just hit my trolling motor on high and hit reverse and tried to get out of there, because I knew he didn't see me, you know, and I'm sitting there chunking a crankbait at a brush pile, and it's like, okay, dude, you know I'm here, and then he don't know I'm here, so I just start trying to back off of it a little bit, and I'm waving my arms at him and stuff like that. He still never saw me. But
oh, it'll make you nervous sitting there in the fog to hear one coming at you, man.
I guarantee you, it makes me nervous every time, because like you say, that GPS has got so many people where they're just too brave. You know, used to, we didn't have GPS, and everybody tend to run the shorelines, you know. So,
well, and they used their eyes, you know, to
right
to watch where
exactly.
They were going. And
exactly.
Man, I see it all the time. I've seen guys driving across the bay looking at their phones, texting while they're driving. Same thing in cars, you know. I'm going,
no.
Seriously?
That's, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're in a lot worse situation out there on the water, because there's no coming back from it.
No airbags, no seat belts, and no brakes.
No, that's it. I mean, the brakes are, if you hit the bottom, you're going to go. If you get something standing up out there, you're going right out. I mean, you got to pay attention out there on the water. That's the biggest thing, you know. It's just, I don't know. I can't stress enough the safety aspect of being on the water, because it's one of those things, you know, we're out there to have fun. We're not out there to die. I mean, that's the key thing.
No.
And it's, you know, that's the hardest part about all of it. I mean, a story I like telling before GPS is like, I used to launch over the Highway 19 bridge all the time. I still do to catch bait. Highway 19 bridge on the Trinity River. Now, the Trinity River at that point is only about maybe 75 yards wide. And at that time, the bridge was about 50 yards to the north of the boat ramp. And since then, they've rebuilt the highway and put a new bridge and stuff in. But anyway, I had launched over there one morning, and I don't even remember what boat it was in, but I was going to go bass fishing up into Harmon Creek.
Yeah.
And so I was going to turn and go north as soon as I got off the ramp. Well, it was so foggy. When I got off the ramp, parked my truck, you know, and started to go up there, I hit the bank four different times and never got under the bridge. So
goodness.
That's how foggy it was. I couldn't tell which way was north, south, east, or west. I mean, it was crazy. I hit one side of the river, and then I turned, and I went, and I
hit the other
side
of the river.
And I just kept bouncing. That's all I was doing. Never got under the bridge, and I said, dang it, this is not right. But, you know, like I say, that's before GPS's, and that's, you know, it's like the other day, some guys and I were talking, and I said, well, this is how you line this spot up. And they go, what do you mean line up? And I said, well, we didn't have GPS back in the day, so you always did this. You used like this pole and this tree or this dock or birdhouse or door or something like that. Like there's a place we call the double doors over there, and it's, what you used to do, you used to have a little boat dock out there, and you'd line a corner post up with the center of their double doors, And when you line it up, that you're getting, it's like 12, 14 foot of water. Boom, you got a brush pile. So that's what we did. You know, just all different kinds of stuff. That's like Billy Mills. He always lined up Martin houses with people's corner of their house or their door or stuff like that. So
it's, you know, everything. That's it.
Everything, you know, but that's all before the technology boom and stuff like that. And that's good. But like I say, these GPS is just, they, you know, people just launch them and say, here I go. And it's, they don't think about that other boat that's out there doing the same thing. So, or the one that's sitting still. So that's a, you know, that's the one that you really got to watch out for, is that one that's just sitting dead still out there on the water, just doing his thing, you know, cause there's on Conroe, for example, there's people that fish all night long, and there's, you know, they'll set up out there and they have lights on their boat and stuff like that, but you may or may not see them in the fog, you know, depending on how thick it is. And then if it's not thick at all, you may just run up on them. The worst ones on Conroe to me are the sailboats, because you got the, you know, you got your red and green bow lights and stuff like that, but your 360 light is up on top of their mast, which is 20 foot in the air.
All around you gotta, white light.
That's it. And you got to looking for that all around white light. Well, you see the red and green, you don't think about it, but you got to look up to see them on those sailboats. Yeah. And that's the one that gets me all the time, because I always see them, and if they're turned to where their back ends towards you, you can't see that green and red light. And that's the one that's your warning anyway, because I've almost hit sailboats out there. It's unreal in the night, because it's you just don't see them till you're right up on them. That's what's so crazy about them. And I'm cautious. I don't get out there and run like crazy with them, you know. So it's you know, it's just one of them things. You got to really pay attention out there. I mean, well, I hear
still
anybody.
Got a lot of buddies that run in the dark, and I pray for them every morning. I'm
you
a safe light kind of guy. I mean, if I can't catch them, I got all day to catch fish, and to beat somebody to a spot or get to your spot and run in the dark and all that. And that's I ain't into that anymore.
I hear you, brother.
The older you get, the wiser you get.
I heard that. Well, see, that's it's like me in a tournament
fish
situation.
Another day.
See that, you know, the tournament situation is totally different though. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you do cause you've done it, but typically in a tournament situation, safe light, and especially in bass tournaments, if you're boat number one, you want to be number one to your spot. So it's a, you know, it's a drag race is what it is. So
it is,
that's you know, that's
all right,
exactly.
Speaking
what
of drag racing, I got to race out of here, buddy. Somebody wants to call you, Richard. Give them some info how they can come up and fish with you, man.
All right, Nick, anyone can come up and give me a call at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a good day. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you Saturday.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Thanks, Richard. See you, man.
All right.
Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. That'll be starting up Memorial Day weekend, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today and take advantage of up to $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. And that's for inshore and offshore divisions. With all the tagged redfish released in Texas inshore waters, with other species to catch also like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. In the CCA Star Tournament, it's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. So go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222 and get signed up today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.